Michael Maxworthy joining us. How are you, Maxie?
I'm good, thank you, Mido. Good morning, guys. Yeah, great to hear that word come through. I'm here in Brisbane and it's absolutely beautiful today. So it's great that they're getting fine weather today, because the track is, as I understand it, as heavy as it gets at the heavy 10. The forecast is for a few showers over the next couple of days at the sunny coast, so we hope they're wrong there. But I think the rule of thumb when we get to these really heavy tracks, fellas, is, you know, light weights and horses that are pretty fit.
All right. Well, give us your winner in the Hollandale then.
Well, the Hollandale, well, I'm going with fitness here. A lot of these horses have been specifically set for the carnival, which has just got underway. So they've only had one or two runs back. But my old mate Kovalika has had four runs back from the spell. And as Ali said on the show a little earlier today, you know, in some people's eyes, he's been a little bit disappointing over the past 12 months. I think it's more expectation that we had of him. This time last year, he was winning all the three-year-old classics, culminating with the Derby. But in his defence since then, I think he's at best between 1,800 and 2,200 metres. That's his sweet spot. And most of his runs this time in have been a mile and less, except last start when he went around in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. But look, he's got fitness on his side. I thought his run in the Doncaster on a heavy eight was very good. He gets to the right trip. So, Loz, I'm going to go with him, Kovalika. But if we do have to get, you know, more showers and it's a dead-set heavy 10, then that's when Numerian comes right into it. We saw him win at Randwick a couple of weeks ago on a bottomless track when he came through along the inside. So clearly, I think they're the class horses. But at this point, I'm Kovalika over Numerian.
Okay, this Molly Bloom, this Kiwi, heading the market for the bracelet. How do you see her faring?
Yes, it's interesting. Geez, some of her performances in New Zealand against the fillies have been extraordinary, in particular when she won the 1,000 guineas at Turapa. And then last start, she won over 2,000 metres with authority, wanting to do a few things wrong. She may have reached the lead a bit soon in the straight and she wanted to lay in, but still won it with plenty of authority. Lance O'Sullivan has since given her a little bit of a break, three barrier trials in preparation for this. She's never been on a track like this, but I do respect the O'Sullivans, have for many, many years. And when they bring one across the Tasman, they're usually pretty good. And she does look well above average. I'm hoping Firestorm from Chris Waller gets a run. She needs another scratching. Now, last time these fillies met, Mido, Molly Bloom and Firestorm, Molly Bloom gave Firestorm a galloping lesson. But the difference now is that Firestorm under Chris Waller is improving all of the time and she's very dour, whereas the other filly, the Kiwi Molly Bloom's got more dash about her. So on a very heavy track, I'm inclined to go with the Waller runner here, number 18, Firestorm, in the bracelet.
The Guineas looks to be quite open, Maxie.
Yeah, well, it usually is over the 1,400 metres, rather the 1,200 metres. And I think the boys in blue have got a good chance here in Corniche, the Godolphin runner. Now, again, he's got fitness on his side. Half a dozen of these are first up on a very heavy track. Corniche comes through the Arrow field, and I thought he was super there. Fourth behind Johnny Star. He was on their heels late. Had a little tick over trial at Randwick, finishing fifth there, not asked to do a lot. So I think with a bit of residual fitness on his side, he's very hard to beat. He's got a handle of a track. He's won on soft, so we're just trusting that he can handle a very heavy track. But one thing he does have is plenty of fitness under the belt. I thought he represented one of the better bets on the card, Loz, in Corniche in the Guineas.
What are your best bets, Maxie?
All right, well, we're sticking with the Godolphin theme. And in the first race on the card, first use of the track, they've got Paray lining up here. Plenty to like about him. Now, he is first up, but it was only about 5 weeks since his last start at his first barrier trial. So he's had a couple of barrier trials. He's been ticking over nicely. He's had two goes on heavy for two really good seconds. So I just think that he might have an edge on them in the opening event. Race one, number four, Paray for Cummings and McDonald. He's got the alley where he can get onto that crown. That's important too, folks, when you're betting at the sunny coast. When the track's wet, you've got to get onto the crown, which is about 7 or 8 metres out. and won him a last race. So this fellow gets all of the ticks. Race 9, number 10, Hardware Lane. He's around about $10. He's an absolute duck. He's had six goes on heavy for four wins. One run back, great at Eagle Farm under 60. He drops to 52.5. He's drawn where he can get to the crown. So I'm really loving that price tab I've got about him at the moment at $10. So the better bets, race 1, number 4, Parade, and the one at $10 in the last, race 9, number 10, Hardware Lane.
Should be a cracking day, mate. Enjoy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend.